Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
It's beautiful to be with you today again, to pray, to accompany you in your own prayer. So invite you to just prepare yourself, prepare your heart the way that works best for you. Maybe through some breathing, slow and kind of bringing it in and holding it for a bit just to release the tension of the day and come into a settled, peaceful place with the Lord in order to let your mind and heart settle into Him and into His truth and not have that interior kind of tension or resistance to Him. Put away your phone, put away anything that would distract you. Maybe bring your journal, your pen close by, and let's settle into a time of prayer. And we begin, as always, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I believe in you, Lord. I activate my faith. I believe you're here. I believe you want to speak to me. Just in your own words, say that act of faith. What do you believe? Why do you believe it? Express it to the Lord. Express your hope, your confidence, your trust in Him. Lord, I trust in you. Trust in your power. Trust in your virtue. I trust in your goodness, which just define your very being. I hope and I'm confident in that. I have nothing to fear. Reminded of that Psalm 23, your rod and your staff. They comfort me, right? Hope in you. That even if I walk through a dark valley, right, where I'm kind of at risk because there could be people on the ledges around me, enemies, even I walk through this valley, the shadow of death, I'm not afraid. I fear no evil because you're with me. Your rod, your staff, they're going to comfort me. They're going to defend me. They're going to keep me on pace to progress through. And I love you, Lord. I love everything you are, everything about you. I love your call. I love your creation. I love your truth. I love your church. It's your body. I love the souls that express so much of your goodness and reflect it in the world. I love nature. It shows your light and your balance and your beauty, your symmetry, your perfection, your complexity, and at the same time, your simplicity. I love it all. I love how you reveal yourself to me. Thank you. Thank you for being so good, so true, so beautiful, so one, so united, so present in everything. I love how you're my beginning and my end. And my constant companion throughout. You're never far from me. So I turn now my heart to you, Lord, by looking at your scripture to let you speak to me. So I read this passage of Our Lady, Luke 19, 45, 48. Actually, not so much a passage of Our Lady, even though it is on the feast of the memorial of the Blessed Virgin Mary that I'm reading this, but this passage of Luke 19, and I'll wait, Lord, as I read it for your word to jump out at me, to speak to me, to connect to any circumstance of my life that you want to enlighten. To have a very personal conversation, dialogue with you. Jesus entered the temple area and proceeded to drive out those who were selling things, saying to them, "It's written, 'My house shall be a house of prayer,' but you've made it a den of thieves." And every day he was teaching in the temple area. The chief priests, the scribes, and the leaders of the people, meanwhile, were seeking to put him to death. They could find no way to accomplish their purpose because all the people were hanging on his words. Wow, Lord. Immediately it jumped out at me that you were in the temple area and then driving out those who are selling things. Like you were in God's space, driving out what was impure there. What was a kind of a destruction or a kind of a contamination of what God wanted. Like you came into the space that belonged to God, but that man had kind of taken over and redimensioned to their own liking, to their own machinations and plan. And you took over. Lord, that I want you to do that in my own heart, Lord. That's what comes up in me, Lord, is my heart is your temple. You created it. You christened it in baptism. You made it the possession of yours. You baptized it in your own blood from the cross. Like my heart, my spirit, my life is your temple. Come in and take possession. Right? Make it your own. Drive out anything that's impure. Anything that's like that's me contaminating it by redimensioning what goes on in my heart and life to my own plans, to my own measures, to my own bartering, to get a profit out of my relationship with you, to cut off a little bit on the side to get what I want. Lord, purify my temple, purify my heart, my soul. Come in and drive out anything, anything that would stand in the way of your purposes, of your right worship, that a sacrifice to be made in your honor, worthily in my heart and mind and soul and life. Speak these words over my soul. My house shall be a house of prayer. Whew. I want you to say that over my soul. I want you to look at the temple of my heart and look at it and say, there's a house of prayer. And if you need to come in and whip some things into shape, Lord, drive out things that shouldn't be there, so be it. Come, Lord Jesus, and purify my temple. And then, Lord, following this image you've inspired in my prayer today, come and teach in my soul. Every day he was teaching in the temple area. I love it. Teach me in my heart of hearts every day, Lord. Walk in my heart. Speak your truth into my heart. Teach me your wisdom, your scriptures, your catechism in my heart. Remind me of the truths that you want to communicate into my heart. Let it be your possession. Let it be sourced by you and the sources of your truth. Lessons of life, lessons of history, lessons of poetry and music and beauty and art, like all of those means that you speak your beauty and truth and goodness into the world, let those filter into my heart, into my temple. That they be echoes of your word and not unholy, unworthy things in my heart. And I could continue, Lord, with this image. It's true that in my heart, just like in your temple, the chief priests, the scribes, and leaders are seeking to put you to death. There is an element of my life. There is original sin that's lurking around in my heart, in your temple, trying to get in there and destroy you, the life of grace, your truth. Like the spiritual battle that waged in your life, in your time, wages in mine. And I can't ignore that fact, that I need to invoke your power, invoke you to come in and fight that battle in my own heart. Like stand with me, Lord, protect me, defend me, just like you did your temple. Speak your truth over me, wash me in your blood, heal me in your tide, as the hymn goes. I love it, but they could find no way to accomplish their purpose. Because the people were hanging on your words, like that truth that you were speaking created an atmosphere where the people heard it and were so engaged and hung up on those words, there was no room for their evil intents to penetrate. That they're being in the conversation and around you and trying to interject as they did so often and challenge you in public and try to get in between you and your souls and your flock. Didn't work, couldn't work. People hung on the truth. Lord, I want to be that way in my own heart, my connection with you to be so strong that any other word, any other temptation, any other suggestion, it's just like evident. No, there's no place for that. Makes no sense. No way. Like, give me that connection with you and your truth in the temple of my heart. Make it so strong that anything else is just ridiculous. That there's no way it can penetrate. That's what I want, Lord. And in fact, the only thing left was them, was violence, was crucifixion. And even then, Lord, they couldn't break you. Or break your love, break your message, break your truth. You preached from the cross. You accomplished your greatest purification of the temple from the cross. That even when they violently tried to take you out of the temple and your voice out of the temple and away from your followers, in that very act, crucifixion, they contributed to your greatest proclamation, your greatest preaching. Your greatest act of victory and taking possession of the very thing you came to conquer, to win over, which was the heart of your people. Rebuild that relationship with the Father. Let it be so in my heart, Lord, that even as temptation, the enemies try to separate me from you, that even in that very act would be the greatest witness of my life's dedication to you. I take some time and invite you to do the same. How can we bring this prayer into our day? Talk to Jesus about that. And when you're ready, when you're done talking with him and him to you, most importantly, then close this time of prayer in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.